In turbulent economic times, with TikTok-paced changes and trends, brands must pivot or die to stay relevant.
In each episode, we explore brands who made successful pivots and those who didn't.
This is Pivot or Die, How Brands Make It.
Hey friends, welcome back to our channel. I'm Rebecca, and this is Bernie. This is my first solo video, and that's because of some big exciting news that we're gonna tell you about in an upcoming video. If you want in on that secret, subscribe, then you won't miss the next video. Today, I wanna talk to those of you with a following. Having a following means that you have attention, which I believe is the most sought after currency of our time. I'm jealous. I see so many influencers and creators out there with a captivated audience, but they struggle to monetize it. In this video, we're gonna talk about the best ways to do so. I come from an entrepreneur's perspective. I'm the CEO of Pivot and Pilot Creative, and I've been running it for about 8 years now. I know, it's hard to tell. It's Botox. We launch iconic brands in the food, beauty, and apparel industries. There are two major ways that creators make money. The first way is typically through endorsements. So these are anything from an affiliate code to a post with an endorsement product with like an ad notification. It could be YouTube reviews. Basically, when a creator is speaking favorably about a product and showing it and exposing it to their audience, this is in exchange for compensation from the brand itself. Some famous examples are Jeffree Star, right? He's a huge creator, albeit a controversial one, but he is no doubt an amazing entrepreneur who has successfully monetized their following. Jeffree Star started off by doing product endorsements. He would do makeup reviews where brands would send him free product in exchange for a review. This meant massive exposure to their audience. Another great example is Kylie Jenner, super famous socialite who will do endorsements like the very controversial flat tummy tee. She'll endorse certain designers by wearing them and tagging them in her Instagram posts. Or Emma Chamberlain, a YouTube creator who does a lot of endorsements with and collaborations with Gucci. Now let's get into the pros and cons of endorsing a product. The pros of endorsing a product is that there is almost no overhead. So you don't have to spend much money up front. You just stand to make a profit. Another pro is that you have a lot of flexibility when it comes to the brands and the products that you're working with. So if you're a beauty influencer who is really doing well with makeup, but then wants to transition to skincare, you can work with skincare companies and still change your content completely. Now for the cons. Typically, endorsements come across as less authentic. You have to be very careful about the brands that you're selecting in order to maintain that trust and authenticity with your audience. A great example of this going sideways is Kendall Jenner and her Pepsi endorsement, for example. When she did a commercial with Pepsi, she didn't have full creative control over what the outcome was. That's, of course, a production that was a commercial, but even with something like Proactive, Kendall also did her own posts about it, right? And she told her own story. And I think that also made her look not as favorable to the public eye. There are many times where a brand will get caught up in some kind of controversy and you're just doing your job and promoting them because you liked the actual product. This could mean that you could end up in a position that you didn't want to be in, and you don't have full control over what that brand plans to do, who they plan to work with, or what messaging they try to pump out. And you're forever going to be affiliated with that brand. By the same vein, brands have all the control in this relationship. And I mean, not all of the control. You can stand up for what kind of content you want to create. But at the end of the day, it's about pleasing that brand. It's a business transaction. You're trying to make sure that you get another deal with that brand or another brand in the future. Your standing with that brand is important. It is kind of a misconception that unless the product is really, really bad, a creator probably isn't going to go out there and slam a certain brand unless they have something to gain. But it's definitely unfavorable when you're working with a brand to say anything negative at all. So brands really do have the full power and control, and that can also, that is kind of why it can harm your authenticity as well, or the trust that you have with your audience. One final con here is that it truly is a grind. You're constantly searching for the next contract. You're constantly vetting brands. It's not just posting a picture at the end of the day. There's negotiations, there's contracts to get things up and running. And at the end of the day, all of that work is for that brand's gain. You're not building equity in your own efforts. Every single brand deal is a one-off, and you constantly have to search for the next one. The second way that creators make money is by launching your own product. A very famous example of this is Kylie Jenner. While she did start off endorsing products like Flat Tummy Tea, she is now really known for her lip kit and her Kylie Cosmetics line, which has become a massive multi-million dollar company. And she's not the only creator that transitioned to becoming an entrepreneur in the product space. Let's think about those examples we said earlier. So Jeffree Star, while he started off endorsing other beauty brands, he really skyrocketed his financial success when he started his own line of products. There are many creators turned entrepreneurs outside of the beauty realm as well. The pros of starting your own brand and your own product line. You get to build a business you're passionate about and create a product that people will love. It's more rewarding than moving product for somebody else's gain. All of that work and effort is going back into your own product. It goes beyond money. It's about building a legacy for yourself. If I've learned anything from this crazy world of entrepreneurship and this crazy last few years of the pandemic, it's that we could all die tomorrow. Okay, so basically, I think it's important to do something you love in this life. If you're building a brand, you wake up every day knowing that you're going to be doing something you love. Another great thing about starting your own product line is that you stand to make way more money because you own everything. All of the profit from the sales are yours. You just have to tell your audience about it. If you have a great relationship with your audience and they're buying other people's products, imagine what they'll do to support your own business venture. This is something that we see with Emma Chamberlain, for example, when she launched her coffee product line. People can buy their product, their coffee from anywhere. Her coffee is obviously a very high-end, delicious coffee. However, the true genius of this product is that Emma Chamberlain's always drinking coffee in her YouTube videos, so it was a perfect fit for her to start her own coffee line. When she launched her coffee line, Chamberlain Coffee, her fans were quick to jump on it and support her. Now for the cons. With great power comes great responsibility. Even though you have a lot more to gain in this situation, you are taking on all of the responsibility over whether or not this product succeeds. You hear stories of creators that choose the wrong factory and the product comes out subpar. That falls on you at the end of the day. So it's really important that you take time in creating your product and creating something that the market needs. You're not just creating something that will make you a quick buck. You need to think about the product being successful in the market in general. Think of your following as being an added boost to the success of that product. It's not like if you launch something subpar, your fan base is just going to eat it up no matter what. Maybe there are some people that have that great of a following, but it's not how I would recommend approaching your business. You have to understand that at the end of the day, you are creating a business and you're kind of transitioning into entrepreneur mode. The thing is that launching your own product is still a grind. It's not going to be easy, but every day of hard work on building your product is still working on something that you have ownership in. You have the full reward to reap. Which one is better? That's really up to you. Most creators start off doing endorsements until they finally get that entrepreneurial itch and they want to do their own thing when they're ready to make their mark on the world and make a lot more money. It's also a great time when you're doing these endorsements to learn things like invoicing, contracts, negotiation, taxes, right? And then that way you're building your entrepreneurial skill set for the big game when you're launching your own product. Many creators that have their own product line, they actually continue to endorse other products too. It ends up being this dual income strategy. Want to learn more about what it takes to start a successful product line? Well, branding is the first step. and I highly recommend you check out our videos all about branding. This playlist will help you work out your market positioning and build your brand strategy. Also, check out our video about launching with too many products. This is a really important consideration when launching. If you're ready to start, check out our website for upcoming webinars and workshops. We regularly host these and it's a great live in-person experience. Or book a one-to-one strategy session with us. Thanks for watching and remember to subscribe.